Before we begin, next Thursday we have the Chief of Police of Costa Mesa is going to visit us at this Islamic Center, inshallah. He's going to be here at 7:30. And also it would be the first anniversary of the death of the son of Khanum Akram Kothari next Thursday, inshallah ta'ala. So we invite you to be here. In Batchahara, yeah, we need to do something about the young. They're going to be, inshallah, here in the future, filling the masjid, inshallah, with their activities. Hajj, Hajj, Sami, Jada, 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 Jada. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. Surah Yunus, ayah 83 through 86. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala anbiya'illahi jami'an wa ala sayyidihim wa khatamihim, habibi ilahil alameen, abil qasim al-mustafa Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammadin wa ajjil farajahum. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والصفوة المنتجبة من أصحابه الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فما آمن لموسى إلا ذرية من قومه على خوف من فرعون وملئهم أن يفتنهم وإن فرعون لعالم في الأرض وإنه لمن المسرفين. وقال موسى يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين. فقالوا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. In this chapter, this is the continuation of the story of Musa alayhi salam and how he started his journey and how he approached Pharaoh, Pharaoh of Egypt, and what was Pharaoh's reaction to him and the struggle that this great messenger of God faced, the challenges that he faced, and how he was patient and how he overcame these challenges. The Holy Quran tells us that one of the reasons that people do not believe in God and do not accept the truth is because of the pressure and the intimidation that they face from tyrants and dictators and corrupt governments. Corrupt governments, they keep people away from faith. The result of a corrupt leader or a dictator and just ruler, the effect of him is visible on his community. He keeps people away from faith because of his persecution, because of the regime's pressure and persecution and manipulation of religion and the oppression they use, people stay away from religion. And this is in the Quran. This is a fact that is found in the Quran. Sometimes a person does not believe because of his family. His family puts pressure on him. His parents, his wife, her husband, the children, they keep their member of their families away from faith. Sometimes it's not the family, it's the community, it's the friends. Sometimes it's the government, it's the intelligence service in many Muslim countries and non-Muslim countries. Sometimes the intelligence service, mukhabarat, they keep people away because of their intimidation, because of their oppression, persecution. People become too afraid to worship, to go to the mosque, to pray, to say I'm a believer, to say I'm a devout person. People stay away from religion because of the pressure they see from their own governments, because of the fear of persecution. And this is found not just in Muslim societies. I know some people here in America where it is supposed to be a free country and religion should be free. Freedom of worship, freedom of religion, freedom of faith, freedom of belief. Some people do not go to the mosque for the fear of persecution, because they say maybe I'm under the radar by the FBI. And if I go to the mosque, if I wear hijab, if they know I'm a Muslim, they're going to come after me, which is true. This is very true. And this is a legitimate fear. But this is unacceptable. You should not fear the government or any other establishment. We should fight these things. We should not give in. We should not succumb to this type of pressure and intimidation. You should be stronger. Faith teaches us one thing, teaches us self-confidence, induces us with strength, with confidence, with a trust in God. So the Quran says, فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَىٰ إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ عَلَىٰ خَوْفٍ مِّنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ أَنْ يَفْتِنَهُمْ. Moses, he worked very hard. The result of that, only few people. فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَىٰ. None believed in him except a few. Except very few. فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَىٰ إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ. مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ, of his own people, the children of Israel. Why? Because they feared Pharaoh and the persecution of the regime. They could not. Because Pharaoh declared that whoever is going to follow Moses, we're going to kill him. So for the fear of being killed and persecuted, they did not believe in Musa. It was hard. Except a few, and those a few, the Quran says, dhurriya. Dhurriya here is a reference mostly to the young ones. You know, the young ones, especially teenagers, when you are young, you don't care. And usually you defy. You defy your parents, you defy your society, you defy the government. You want to show bravery, that you are a brave. So only few, and those few were the young ones. They followed him. They followed Moses. Other than that, the rest of the community, they feared for their businesses, for their life, for their properties. They did not want to be in trouble. فَمَا آمَنَ. So they did not believe in Musa. فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَىٰ إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ عَلَىٰ خَوْفٍ, because of fear. مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ, fear of Pharaoh and his oppression. and his police, secret police, وملئهم, Pharaoh and those who stand with him. Because the tyrant cannot be tyrant if he does not have a company of people who are working for him and helping him and supporting him. If all the people follow the truth and justice, the tyrant would remain alone and he cannot be tyrant. But tyrant uses weak spirited people in the community. He pays them, puts them in payroll to get their support, to get their help. I know in some countries, some tyrants, they used some family members against their own family members. They used the neighbor against his neighbor. They used the son against his father. They used the brother against his own brother. And this happened when faith is missing. When faith is weak, when faith is artificial, not genuine, people sell themselves off to the regime, to the intelligence service, to strength, to power. So Fir'aun used the same method. He was spying on people. Even among the children of Israel, Bani Israel, they were spying on each other, reporting each other to the regime. Therefore, only few people, they believed in Moses. Only few. عَلَى خَوْفٍ مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِمْ أَنْ يَفْتِنَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنَ يَفْتِنَهُمْ here means to persecute them. Fitna here, in this context, means persecution. أَنْ يَفْتِنَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنَ. And then Allah says, وَإِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Indeed, Pharaoh truly was exalted in the land. Truly was arrogant. عَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. عَال here means he sees himself above others. He exalts in the land. He becomes arrogant. متكبر. لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. This is a disease. A disease that strikes on many tyrants, all the tyrants. If you examine them psychologically, if you study them, number one disease they suffer from is arrogance and conceit. Takabbur. Arrogance. Because he stays in power. When he stays in power and people keep electing him one term, second term, third term. I remember Erdogan came to Turkey and he started building Turkey and people loved him. Now he's tyrant, another Saddam Hussein. He was saying himself last night, he was saying that I purged 100,000 people from the government recently. He made them unemployed. When you kick people out of the office and make them unemployed and they have families and they have children and they have to take care of their children and feed their children, do you want people to love you after that? No. He is drawing his own fate for his own self. He becomes a tyrant. He becomes arrogant. And the arrogant does not listen. Even to his advisors, he does not listen. He thinks that he knows everything. And he thinks that everything he does is correct. And I gave an example. Not only we have Erdogan, we have many Erdogans, plural. We have many Saddam Husseins, symbol of persecution and dictatorship and arrogance. They destroy themselves and unfortunately they destroy their own countries too. They destroy their countries. أَنْ يَفْتِنَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَإِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ لَعَالٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. His disease was, number one disease was arrogance. وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. And again he was among the musrif has several meanings. One of them is extravagant, israf. When someone lives extravagantly, this is israf. The other meaning is wastefulness. But the meaning here, another meaning is radical. Musrifin is radical, but the meaning, specific meaning here in this context, وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ, he's transgressor, transgressors. He transgresses all boundaries. He does not know any limits. He breaks all the boundaries, transgresses against his own people, against his values, the value of his country. He goes too far in violating all the norms, all the rules, all the regulations, all the customs. Transgressors. وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْمُصْرِفِينَ. And here, transgression here would lead later on, Allah will describe him as what? As كافرين and ظالمين. Transgression, when you know no boundaries, nothing can stop you, that would lead into disbelief. Disbelief and rejection of God. There is something interesting here. Allah says, فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَىٰ إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ. Small minority. This is the case with all the prophets. If you take all the prophets from Ibrahim, from Nuh before Ibrahim, Nuh was before Ibrahim, and if you study them, you study their communities, only minorities believed in them. This is the case always. Not the majority. The majority were opposing them. Only minorities, they believe in messengers and prophets. Small minorities. أقلية. Small minorities. Why? Because the أكثرية, the majority, what does God say about them? It's mentioned in the Quran. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. The majority of the people, they look at this life. They don't have enough spiritual power to look at the next life. They don't. The temptations of this dunya, do not allow us to look at the next one. We just look at this small one here, the immediate one. We don't look at that far one, the real one. We don't look at it. It makes us so intoxicated, that we don't see in front of us. We don't see. We don't have clear vision. We don't realize that this life is temporary and we are moving to our final destination. We are getting closer day by day to our final destination. And death is a reality. And death, in many cases, comes unexpectedly. Unexpectedly. Only few people expect death. They know they are dying. Most of those who die, they don't know. They leave the house in the morning thinking that I'm going to go back for dinner, have dinner with my wife, with my children. I'm going to enjoy the rest of today and tonight. But he doesn't go back. They take him to the mortuary instead. Death comes unexpectedly. فَمَا آمَنَ لِمُوسَىٰ إِلَّا ذُرِّيَّةٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ عَلَىٰ خَوْفٍ مِّنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِمْ أَنْ يَفْتِنَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنَ. And indeed, وَإِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ. Truly, for truly Pharaoh was exalted in the land, and indeed he was among the transgressors. وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Now, listen to the reaction of Musa. Musa does not give up, because this is nubuwah. Prophethood is a full-time job. No one can quit. We did not see any prophet who said, I'm going to quit my job, I'm too tired. They don't quit, because they have strong faith in God. One of them tried to quit a few days and he was punished. And that is Jonah. Yunus. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. He thought that we are not going to constrain him, to restrict him, to arrest him, put him under arrest. نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ, this is the meaning of نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. That we are not going to arrest him or punish him. He left his job. He was angry. And he was angry not from the first time, because he was working day and night and None believed in him. None. Just two people. They say only two people. Out of Nineveh, huge province, Allah says, وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ. The population was 100,000 and more. Out of 100,000 people, only two believed in him. So he was frustrated. He was tired. He said, I'm going to quit my job. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَن لَّن نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. Where did he end up? You know where he ended. We read this ayah every night, Salatul Ghufail. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. But Allah is forgiving, of course. Allah سَرِيعُ الرِّضَى. We read in Dua Kumail, يَا سَرِيعُ الرِّضَى. Once you say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, He listens to you. And in the hadith of Imam al-Sadiq, whenever you are depressed or unhappy about something or something bothers you, concerns you, read this verse. Keep reading this. La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Because Imam al-Sadiq says the answer is, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. We responded to him, we saved him from gham, from unhappiness, from grief and fear, and we do the same with those who do the same. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If you say لا إله إلا أنت, always remember this ayah. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Imam al-Sadiq says, say it 70 times. When you feel you are worried about something, when you feel you are depressed, say this ayah. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. So the prophets, they don't quit their job. They continue. Musa عليه السلام said, وقال موسى يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين. When they did not believe in him, the majority did not believe in him, this is how he addressed his community. Listen to him. Listen to what he said. The job of the prophets is to encourage people. Encouragement. The first job of every messenger, every prophet of God, is to encourage the people. When people are down, the prophet comes to take them up, to give them self-confidence, to remind them that we are guests in this life. Do not trust this life. Do not depend on this life. You are here only for a test. You are not here to stay. You are passing through this life. So he gives encouragement and awareness. He makes us wake up from ghafla, from forgetfulness. This is their job. And he's always optimistic. The Prophet never becomes pessimistic. The Prophet never tells his community, wow, this is the end of the world. We all got going to die. We are all going to perish. Never. He uses good terms. He says, "In kuntum amantum billah." If you truly have faith in God, though you are minority, smaller group, but if you have genuine faith in God, "In kuntum amantum billah, fa'alayhi tawakkalu in kuntum muslimin." Then trust him. If you submit to him, trust him, put your trust in God. The reason why many of us, we are not strong enough, we do not have enough spiritual energy and strength, because we don't have real trust in God. Yes, we worship God, but we don't have a trust in him. There is a difference between worshiping God and having a real trust in him, tawakkul. Tawakkul is something else. Imam al-Ridha says faith has four foundations. Faith, iman. Al-iman ala arba'ati arkan. Has four pillars and foundations. Pillar number one, at-tawakkul ala Allah. If you don't have a trust in God, then you don't have iman. Have you seen some people how they trust their fathers. He says, I have a father. I'm not going to get lost. As long as I have this father in my life, I'm happy. I'm safe. I'm safe. If I, as long as I have this mother in my life, I'm safe. As long as I have this husband in my life, I don't worry. As long as I have this wife in my life, I don't worry. As long as I have this money, this wealth, I don't worry about anything. This is tawakkul. Allah says all these things are small. Put your tawakkul in me. Because sometimes you're going to lose your father. Sometimes you're going to lose your wealth. Sometimes you're going to lose your health. All of a sudden you go to a doctor and he says, I have bad news for you. Put your trust in something that someone who's not going to disappoint you, who's not going to disappear from your life. The time you need him, he's there. Alhamdulillah alladhi yujibuni hina munadih. يُجِيبُنِي حِينَ هُنَادِي. There is no missed call. With God, there is no miss. With us, they call us and they see missed call. The phone is shut off. But with God, whenever you call Him, you find Him there. He answers. يُجِيبُنِي, He answers me when I call upon Him. So Allah says, put your trust in me. Put your trust in me. Musa says, فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا. Although we are a small community, and Pharaoh is very strong, and he has an army, and he has intelligence service, and he's coming after us, but we have God. We have something much stronger. We put our trust in God. فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. My friends, in this life, things, God says things move forward because of two things, two agents, two elements. Element number one is you. You. You have to do your job. You have to do your responsibility. Each and everyone has a responsibility. Allah does not like those who are lazy. Allah does not like someone to call on Him and he does nothing and he wants God to do everything for him. God does not like that. God says, I created you. You have energy. You have intelligence. You have strength. You have power. You have vision. You have to do your job. Don't call on me to help you if you don't help yourself. Begin helping yourself, then call on me. God says, in this life, there are two elements. One, you. The second is me. I am there to support you as long as you support yourself. But if you don't support yourself, don't call on me. In many cases, we want God to do everything for us. And we don't do anything. We sit there, ya Allah, please, please do this, have this, I want that. But we don't do anything. Dua alone does not work. Dua requires, before dua requires amal. Amal. You have to do something. God says, you do your share, then pray. And I will do my share. I promise you I'll do my share. If you do your share. Put 50%, I'll put another 50%. But we want God to put 100%. That does not work. That does not work. Allah says, I did not create the universe based on this. On corruption. I created universe based on nizam, organization. Based on discipline, based on wisdom, based on work and production. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. You don't get but what you work for. سَعَى, سَعِي. وَأَنَّ سَعِيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Once you do سَعِي, I'm going to listen to you. I open my ears and I say, yes, عَبْدِي, لَبَّيْكَ عَبْدِي. I'm going to help you. The problem with the Muslims, they don't want to work. They don't want to give. They don't want to produce. They don't want to struggle. God says, I put you here to struggle. Through this struggle, you're going to succeed. Not through laziness. Not through doing nothing. You're not going to succeed. فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين. Once you do your share, you don't have to have any anxiety, any fear. You do your share, believe me. Once you do your share, God says, I'm there. I'm waiting. Just to see you finish your job, I'm going to supplement you. I'm going to compliment you. I'm going to support you and help you. The reason why we have anxiety and fear, because we are not doing well. We are not doing well, not God. We don't do well. But when we do well, there is no need for anxiety and fear. فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ Muslimin means when you submit to God and His wisdom. When you accept what He's telling you, put your trust in Him, He's not going to disappoint you. He's not going to fail you. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ فَقَالُوا His community responded, فَقَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا Yes, we do put our trust in God. Though they were very small minority, but they said, we listen to you, Moses. We believe in you. You are not lying to us. فَقَالُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا And then, what else they said? رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ O our Lord, do not make us a temptation for the unjust ones, for the wrongdoers. They wanted God to protect them against the plots of their enemies. لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً Do not make us to become victim. We don't want to be victim. No one should accept to be a victim. God does not want you to be a victim. Try to defend yourself. Try to work hard. Don't be a victim. لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ Do not let our enemies overcome us. I heard one of my friends who's very politically active here in this country. He said many Muslims when Donald Trump won the presidency, they were disappointed. Not just disappointed, they were in a state of fear. Many of them, they said, we're going to leave this country. But he says, this gentleman says, I said, no, I'm going to stay. And I was happy because he gave me a mandate to work harder and harder for my religion, for my Islam. He gave me more reason to stay and work harder. This is the right thinking. This is the positive thinking. This is a test for us. Maybe Allah so the Muslims and those who love truth and justice are lazy, a little bit lazy. So he brought Donald Trump to reactivate us, inshallah, re-energize us. Tomorrow he's going to be the president. 45th president of the United States of America. He has a responsibility and we have a responsibility too. Our responsibility is not just to sit and complain. Our responsibility is to work harder. To hold him accountable to his office, to the highest office. We have to hold him accountable. If he does something wrong, we have to speak out. We have to be very loud and very assertive. With confidence, we have to tell him this is wrong. This is how things work. لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ And save us through your mercy. God is active in our life. We are not disconnected from God. Here comes the element of the prayers. When we work hard, we produce, we become active and involved, then we say, now we need your mercy. Oh God, save us. Through your mercy, save us. And He's saving us, alhamdulillah. God's mercy is overflowing to us. Day and night. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا If we try to count His blessings on us, we would fail to count them. Always God is overwhelming us with His protection, with His mercy, with His blessings. But sometimes we don't see. We take them for granted. We don't see God's blessings on us. When do we see it? When I am healthy and all of a sudden I lose part of my health. Then I remember, oh, there used to be something called health, sahha, afiyah. When I become, aware, when I have a room and then I lose that room, when I have food and I lose that food, when I have security and I lose that security. We have to thank Allah for what He has given us. Look at those who are below you. Always when you try to complain about something, tell yourself, wait a minute. Look at this family who is below you, financially below you, materially below you, socially below you. Look at, today I was in downtown LA for 4 or 5 hours. I was at the city council, the city of LA. You know, next to the city of LA, one of the richest cities in this world, there were, I would say, without exaggeration, tens, I would not say hundreds, but tens of homeless people. And you know, it was raining hard last night. Tens of homeless people, they were scattered there. They have nowhere to go. Some of them no food. Alhamdulillah, we have to be thankful. At least we have a roof, we have a house, we have a bed, we have heating, we have, transportation, we have healthcare, we have family. Those homeless, they are alone. Today I read in the newspaper in LA Times that during 1 week in Portland, Oregon, 5 homeless people died in the streets. 5 homeless people in this beautiful city of Portland, which is not a poor city. And those 5, they have no family members. They have no one. No one even to talk to. So we have to be thankful to Allah. We have to be thankful. Allah has given us everything. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Inshallah, we'll see you next Thursday and tomorrow, Salat al-Jumu'ah at 12, inshallah. Allahumma اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات. And let's remember those who died today. Many of them are firefighters, young ones, died in Tehran. And those who die every day in Muslim countries and non-Muslim countries, let's remember them with Surah Al-Fatiha. وَعَجِّلْ فِي فَرَجِ سَيِّدِنَا وَمَوْلَانَا صَاحِبِ الْعَصْرِ وَالزَّمَانِ وَإِلَىٰ أَرْوَاحِ الْمُؤْمِنَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ ثَوَابَ الْفَاتِحَ مَعَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ.